Welcome to the first of your two bonus videos. These videos will be focused on directing and designing. So now that you've begun to write your own version of The Ugly Duckling, it's time to start thinking about how you would bring your story to life on stage. I'm Francesca McAnally and I am GSE's Education and Outreach Manager. I've directed many shows for GSE, including our current 1980s murder mystery, All That Glisters, our Young Company show, Love and Wonder, and our schools tour, A Midsummer Night's Dream. The first thing I do when I start directing is think about what the world looks like and what it feels like. I also think about the story in terms of what stands out for me, how does it make me feel? Exactly the same questions that Ant asked you to think about in video one. For me, the thing that stands out is the transformation of the duckling. He starts off feeling anxious and unwanted and like he doesn't belong. And he ends the story feeling very confident and very much part of the family. Now, I'd really think about how I could make the most of this dramatic moment when the duckling reveals himself and he's transformed into this beautiful, confident swan. I also think about why I'm telling the story. What am I trying to say? What feelings do I want the audience to be left with? Having animals in your story brings up some challenges when moving it to the stage, but it also gives an exciting opportunity for creativity. You need to start thinking about how you wish to depict your animals. How animal or how human do you want them to come across? You can use masks, puppets, scenery, costumes, all as ways to reflect your choices. At GSE, we have recently performed The Wind in the Willows. This is E.H. Shepherd's classic illustration of Toad. And this is how GSE's designer, Neil Irish, created the character and the costumes for the stage. Look at the colours that he has chosen. The greens and browns very much remind us of a toad. Look at the shape he has created through padding and by undoing the buttons around Toad's belly. Look at how he used the costume to show us a bit about Toad's personality. A driving mask and a tweed suit suggest that he has a real passion for fast cars and is pretty well to do. How might you use costume to represent your characters? The next thing to do is to think about where you want to set your story. What does this world look like? What does it feel like? What colours come to mind? There is a big physical and emotional change in the story. How will your settings and your costume distinguish the ugly duckling's home at the start of the story as opposed to his new home at the end? How will his changing in attitude and his self-esteem also affect the feel of these places? Now I would like you to imagine that you are the director for your version of The Ugly Duckling. And I invite you to create a vision board or a mood board for your production. This is something that a designer and I will do at the very start of the rehearsal process, so we can really visualise the world we're trying to create and also to make sure that we're on the same page. This can be done in many ways and you can engage in as many senses as you wish to. You can find images from magazines and cut them out into a collage. You can find images on Pinterest, create a soundtrack on Spotify, find out what food they like to eat, what materials they like to wear, anything that really builds up your character and your world. To give you a helping hand, you can download the sheet from our website and answer the questions there. but it's by no means a prescriptive list. Use your creativity how you wish. And I really look forward to seeing them. So please feel free to email me at EO and share your results. Well, thank you very much. And I look forward to seeing you next week. Bye-bye.